I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. After the first week of school in Juneau, families are reporting highs and lows with the all-distance learning start of the year. For some kids, video conferencing doesn't come naturally.
See, I'm Beckett.
I'm Beckett.
And tell them what grade you're in, what school you go to.
I'm in third grade and I go to JCCS.
He has not been a fan of Zoom.
That's Jen Walker and her son Beckett. The 8-year-old is in third grade through Juneau Community Charter School. Beckett shares a little about his schoolwork and his day, which included a separate Zoom session earlier.
Read a little bit, Garfield.
He did a hands-on math assignment.
Just cutting out things. Blocks. Paper blocks.
And he rode his bike, or in the super jargony words in sample schedules the district published, he did an additional asynchronous outdoor engagement activity. So far, he doesn't seem to have strong opinions about school this year. But his mom says he's doing well, with some parental help. Maura Landau is a single mom with a fourth grader at Harborview Elementary School. She says her son is starting out well.
Well, he's excited. He had a really good first day. His teacher is really wonderful. She made a really wonderful welcoming.
That's him. His beers must be burning in the next room where he's doing his schoolwork.
Welcoming setting. And so he's pretty excited. Yeah, he's liking it. It's just me.
She says she isn't ready to give up on the dream that school from home will be as easy for her as school at school. She says the school district has been on top of technical support, but it seems like she'll still have to help out a lot.
We can't just like set it and forget it. We can't just like put him on the Zoom and walk away and he's got his full day of schooling. That's not how it's going to work.
In the living room, she's got her work from home desk set up next to his desk. Her son's day is more structured than it was last spring when the pandemic led Governor Mike Dunleavy to close school buildings. Schools pivoted to things like pre-recorded videos and electronic assignments, with some short sessions of live instruction over video conference. Landau says for her son, it was basically an early summer vacation with some school-related Zoom meetings to stay connected.
And part of it was that, you know, we still were, as parents, were going huckledy-buckledy on our full-time schedules, and they're just, you know, just wasn't room to deal with kind of adding more. I think the goal for us in the spring was consistency and, you know, emotional and mental health, and it wasn't academic learning.
Elementary school students automatically pass their spring trimester. For the new school year, daily attendance and grading expectations are more normal.
He can't just, you know, check out like was kind of what I think everybody did last spring.
She says the first few weeks will be all about getting logistics and routines down. Rebecca Braun has a 12-year-old in seventh grade who's been questioning the value of school this week.
The real stress, I think, this fall has been trying to establish that school matters, school's important, and you do have to do it. And that's something that I didn't really have to do before.
He used to opt into more challenging classes, but since things went remote, he's lost interest. She's not sure if that's normal adolescent stuff or a product of these strange times. Braun says she's been spending a lot of time keeping him on task and off distractions like YouTube and video games. And yet the technology for class has its own frustrations. For example, she said one of his first assignments was to make a digital poster to introduce himself, but just getting photos into the school system was a significant hurdle.
So we finally did it, but it took a lot of both of our time and effort to just get that kind of simple assignment done because of the technical challenges.
School officials hope to gradually resume in-person classes when public health conditions improve. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.